Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, and especially when we got Pam Harper back on the show. Pamela S. Harper is the author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock, and that's what she does in her work. She helps companies like yours and mine reinvent themselves to make sure that we don't get bound up. We don't get in our own way. We get out of our own way and take advantage of what's coming at us. And she's here to talk to us about that, how to reinvent ourselves, our businesses, using innovation. And she's our good friend, Pam Harper. Welcome back to the show.
Good to be back, Jim.
It's always a pleasure. You had another one of your conferences on innovation in November, and you told us you were going to have it, and I wanted you to come back and after the fact and tell us how things turned out.
Well, yes, actually, it was a very interesting conference. Not to dwell on the past, but really because of all the things that I think we need to know for next year.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is that in the new year, as we're coming up on it, we can be sure that there's only going to be change. And this conference coming up at the end of the year had a lot of companies beginning to think about what they were going to be doing
right
next year and continuing on the trend. And I think the only way, the thing that we saw, the focus of the conference was how do we stay agile and how can we create new value or innovate by doing it through mergers, acquisitions, alliances, partnerships.
Leverage growth, not organic growth. Is that?
Well, the particular theme of this conference this year, because it's a yearly series, is we looked at innovation organically last year, and we'll go back and forth. But one of the things
organically,
that a lot of companies,
when we say organically, folks, we mean internally you grow, you acquire the assets yourself. You hire the people, you build, you grow, you sort of expand from inside out, pushing outward, and when I use the term leveraged growth, there's probably a better term, but what I meant there was what Pam was just saying, and that is that instead of growing organically, you partner with an outside company or organization, you acquire them or something like that. Those are the two approaches. Go ahead, Pam.
Absolutely. And so this year we were looking at how can companies do this by turning to a variety of different relationships external to the company. And there were three things that I thought were very important. The first and the biggest thing was to uncover your assumptions about what smaller businesses can do. We had small businesses, we had large companies, and it was the smaller businesses that were out there saying there are some fantastic deals that are available for small businesses.
Hmm.
Now, who would have thought that?
Me.
Especially when the large companies are saying, well, things are slowing down.
You mean besides me? That doesn't surprise me at all, Pam.
Oh, no. And in fact, you really have to be out there.
Well, here's the thing. If there's one thing that small businesses are typically not, and that's hidebound. We're not hidebound. And because our world is so mercurial, our literal existence is pretty dynamic. We're probably more open to those kinds of things that you were just describing.
Well, that's right. And in fact, one of the companies was talking about the fact they were a technology company and saying that, in fact, sometimes you find that there are a number of other technology companies who maybe couldn't get to the next level of growth, mm-hmm. and this particular company was out there saying, you know what, maybe there's a way we can breathe new life in and acquire that company and grow even more, and in fact, that's what they were doing. So my point, my first point is uncover your assumptions about what's possible in the new year.
I like that.
Because I think there are a lot of interesting ideas that people aren't thinking about, and the focus, of course, comes from focusing on your customer.
And when you
what
say
are the new thing,
I love what you said about customers. But when you say uncover, what you're talking about is you know, don't think you already know, you know, what you're capable of. There are a lot of things that you may not. That you may be capable of that you're just not taking advantage of because you might be getting a little hidebound. When we come back after these messages, I'm going to get Pam to talk to us some more about how to grow your business through innovation and in this case through leveraged growth. And we're going to talk about the customer some more because you know how much I like to do that. Pam Harper, Pamela S. Harper, is the author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock. She and I will be right back. 20 Till, stay with us.
Whether the right or wrong, at least the mystery is gone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.